Leaked report alleges BBC misled viewers in editing of Trump's January 6 speech. The UK government has sought assurance that the BBC is examining a leaked internal report accusing the corporation of selectively editing a speech by US President Donald Trump on the day of the 2021 Capitol breach. The Prime Minister's spokesman told reporters on Tuesday that UK Culture Secretary Lisa Nandy and senior officials in the Department for Culture, Media, and Sport have received a copy of the memo. The officials have been assured by the BBC that they themselves are examining the issues raised in the report, the spokesman said. Fundamentally, it's crucial that the BBC upholds the highest standards of reporting and impartiality, so it's trusted as our national broadcaster, he continued. We take any criticisms of the BBC's editorial standards very seriously. We expect the BBC to consider feedback that they receive seriously, too, and carefully. Concerns over the editing were raised in the 19-page memo, reviewed by the Daily Telegraph, on impartiality by Michael Prescott, a former journalist and who is now on the committee giving editorial advice to the BBC. The memo alleged that viewers were materially misled by an edition of Panorama, the BBC's flagship news program, broadcast 1 week before last year's presidential election. It was completely misleading to edit the clip in the way Panorama aired it. The fact that he did not explicitly exhort supporters to go down and fight at Capitol Hill was one of the reasons there were no federal charges for incitement to riot, Prescott wrote in the memo. Nandy said in a statement that she expects the corporation to report the news accurately and impartially, and to look into issues around editorial standards thoroughly. The Culture, Media, and Sport Committee has written to BBC Chair Samir Shah to ask what action is being taken by the corporation after the concerns raised by the editorial standards body. The BBC said it does not comment on internal leaks, but issued a statement saying, Michael Prescott is a former advisor to a board committee where differing views and opinions of our coverage are routinely discussed and debated. Integrity and public trust. Chair of the CMS Committee, the Conservative MP Dame Caroline Dynage, said in a statement that members were seeking assurance that the corporation would take decisive steps in order to protect its reputation for integrity and public trust. The BBC clearly has serious questions to answer regarding both its editorial standards and the way in which concerns are handled by senior management, she said. The corporation must set the benchmark for accurate and fair reporting, especially in a media landscape where it is all too easy to find news presented in a less than impartial way. The letter asks the BBC to provide a copy of Prescott's report and to answer questions by November 10, saying, the BBC promotes itself as the UK's most widely used and trusted source of news. I am extremely worried that the coverage of Mr. Prescott's report is suggesting the BBC is engaging in precisely the kind of presentation that is associated with less trusted news sources. Downing Street said it was for the BBC to answer questions about its editorial decisions, and for the UK's broadcasting regulator, Ofcom, to decide whether to investigate the issue. Editing controversy. The episode Under Scrutiny, broadcast on October 28, 2024, titled Donald Trump, A Second Chance, is not currently available to view on BBC iPlayer, but the excerpts demonstrating the cutting and splicing can be viewed on YouTube. Panorama apparently spliced together two clips from different sections of Trump's speech on January 6, 2021, to make it seem as though he told supporters he was going to walk to the Capitol building with them to fight like hell. The seamless, spliced together comment said, we're gonna walk down to the Capitol and I'll be with you / and we fight like hell, and if you don't fight like hell, you're not gonna have a country anymore. In the original remark, the first part of the spliced footage, we're gonna walk down to the Capitol and I'll be with you, came 15 minutes into the speech, while the following, we fight like hell, line came a full 54 minutes later. The program also made it appear that members of the group known as the Proud Boys were spurred to march on the Capitol by the president's words. License fee. Founded in 1922, the BBC is frequently under scrutiny for alleged bias as well as the way it is funded through the license fee, which is supposed to be paid by anyone who watches live television in the UK, regardless of whether they choose to consume the corporation's programmes. The licence fee is currently £174.50 pounds per year and is collected through the Department for Culture, Media, and Sport, meaning the corporation does not depend on advertising to fund its operations. It is estimated that the license fee evasion rate is about 12.5% for 2024 to 2025. The BBC's Royal Charter is up for renewal in 2027, with this process offering the opportunity for the controversial license fee to be re-examined, modified, or scrapped altogether, with a growing number of people in the UK choosing not to pay it. The government statement added that Nandi expects the corporation to report the news accurately and impartially, and she expects them to look into questions editorial standards thoroughly, because that's obviously important for the public's trust. Calls for accountability. The president's son, Donald Trump Jr., shared the Telegraph story on social media, commenting that the fake news reporters in the UK are just as dishonest and full of as the ones here in America. Conservative Party leader Kemi Badenoch urged BBC Director General Tim Davie to fire the person responsible for the editing. She told GB News, "Absolutely shocking. That is fake news. Actually putting different things together to try and make something look different from what it actually was. And I do think heads should roll. Whoever it was who did that should be sacked." Former Prime Minister Boris Johnson, a Conservative, criticized the Panorama editing as a total disgrace. "We have Britain's national broadcaster using a flagship program to tell palpable untruths about Britain's closest ally. Is anyone at the BBC going to take responsibility and resign?" he wrote on X. The Department for Culture, Media, and Sport has the power to summon the BBC's Director General Tim Davie and other senior members of the organization to give evidence about concerns raised over its programs. The Epoch Times contacted the White House for comment, but none had been received at the time of publication. PA Media contributed to this report. Correction: a previous version of this article misquoted Trump in one instance. The Epoch Times regrets the error.